There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for it.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour, monkey detoxification. Climbing trees is good for your brain, and Hillary Clinton is on what? Oh, yeah, we got it going on here. Liam Shepherdson studio. We're out digging in the dirt in between commercial breaks. No, not really. I'm going to be heading back out there, but we've been digging up. We got a potato patch in there. We've got some raised beds going in. Got to plant some trees, some fruit-bearing trees. So very exciting. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier in the show today, that's your best weapon. If you want to call it a weapon. Somebody go, oh, it's my peace-loving tool. Oh, don't go there. Well, yes, it is. It can bring you some peace into the neighborhood if you teach everybody else to grow some food as well.
The elderly enjoy sexual activity.
And we learned about that last hour in our Major League moment of duh. Now, Chris Christie, of course, we already did that. We don't have to bring him up anymore. Big Pharma in his corner. Does he have any corners?
Hey, Robert, it's Chris Christie here. I just wanted to tell you, everybody smoking pot is a doofus.
Okay. Now, in terms of the elderly, and we talk about affection, a lack of affection, an affection deficiency. We've got a culture that's so afraid of human touch that literally if you touch somebody, they immediately think it's a crime. And I'm not talking about it's a sexual thing. As you said, let's get back from that act. And let's
your
go
hand
into
is resting comfortably on my knee. I'm not thinking about it.
Not even. You got producer monkey over there.
I do.
We do have monkey stories a little later. But I was on, every Thursday we do Jonathan E. Moore.
Oh, this is a great story. I'm going to shut up.
Okay.
Tell this story.
So Jonathan E. Moore, he has a number of good friends that have become regulars on the Robert Scott Bell Show because we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. And Cheryl Chumley from, she was with Washington Times. I think she writes for World Net Daily. She's written a number of books. Very smart lady. And she was evidently writing a book. We got into the subject of gay marriage, right, when we were on the air. And I said, I don't see why gay people want to have the government involved in whether they can be married or not. I don't, as a heterosexual, I didn't want that in my marriage.
Put that in quotes, big guy.
Right? I did. It's a quote. I didn't want that in my marriage. So we didn't request permission of the government to get married. I went and filed a miscellaneous contract, a covenant, a celestial marriage. We filed it in miscellaneous documents. It's on the record, not to get approval. It was just there if somebody were to challenge what we did. We stated for a fact, this is on the record. If you want to dispute it, it's there. Go ahead. And that was it. And then we recorded it in our family Bible. I have a beautiful Bible that from the woman from Ghana who married us. It's in Fanti, which is in Ghana, that's native language. And it has all kinds of cool stuff that goes in the English translations. They don't have the same stuff. So it was very cool. I thought, okay, so like our ancestors in America, those of you who maybe they did it in Europe too, I don't know. They used to record major family events and life changes, consecrations, births, deaths. All of these things went into a family Bible, whatever that Bible was for you. And so we recorded it there. And people say, oh, you'll never do that because, you're going to need all kinds of documentation to prove this and prove that. It's like, no, I'm not asking permission because I don't want any privileges. I don't need any special things. Yes, you can get a passport without a birth certificate. It's in there. It shows you how. It's right there in the DS-11. Anyway, so I brought this up, and then Cheryl sends me an email. She says, I'm working on a book about marriage because, you know, the conservatives don't like this gay marriage thing, right? I'm like, I could care less whether you have that kind of marriage or not. It doesn't matter to me, but I just don't want the government involved. It's between me and it. Consulting adults will say, this is our agreement. And to expand on that, the controversy of marriage itself is it somebody else's definition of what marriage is, or is it yours? And the freedom you have to make up, I suppose, your own rules, your own definitions, your own contract. What is in the four corners of your contract? And writing it out and spelling it out. And so she was so intrigued by that, she actually included it in one of her chapters of her book that she's going to be publishing on it. So it's a whole new realm for her.
I think it's a beautiful conversation to have. I've explained that I don't understand why liberty-loving people who want the separation of government and private life separate, and liberals who want the separation of church and state, all go and kowtow. Prostrate themselves before the government,
please,
church entity, lay down and say, right, can I have permission to tell somebody that I really like them and I want to spend time with them for a while, maybe make some kids? Why don't you grow up and look at the person and say, you know what, I have such deep affection for you, I have profound respect for you, I adore you, I think that we should have some kids together. Now, in case, in a number of years, our interests in each other lag, let's talk. Let's remain always communicating. Let's remain entirely devoted to the well-being of these kids. And let's continue to be adults. But for now, I can tell you, for my foreseeable future, I want to spend a great deal of time with you, but I don't want to own you. I don't want to control you. If you don't want to have any kind of sexual stuff with other people, I totally understand that. But we're not needing to spy on each other all the time to stop people from having normal friendships, normal affection. There's this idea that you can't have affection unless you're having sex, and you can't have sex unless you're married. Where does that leave us as a people? Not psychologically healthy. We're afraid of contact. We're afraid of hugs. We're afraid of normal play. And I'm not speaking in metaphors. I'm not talking about being swingers or any other exotic.
Well, people don't hear the message because there are constraints on the way you can communicate about these things.
I'm talking about affection.
Yeah. Again,
hugging. Yeah, laying on somebody's shoulder, talking. The stuff that we all did in high school with each other when we were close friends, when we were a little tribe of students together, really surviving under the cruel, misunderstanding gazes of our parents and the teachers who just didn't get us.
Yeah.
We actually formed a tribal alliance at that point. And there would be people who would be very close and there would be people who would be less close. I'm not even talking about polygamy, polyamory. That, if you want to get into that, by the way, a lot of sister wives find it very much easier to raise children with a lot of help. There are very liberal people, there are very conservative people, both saying, look, we can't manage this alone, and it's no big deal to us that we share a little bit. I'm not even talking about that. I'm saying if you, as you have done, want to negotiate a love relationship that's long-lasting, define some boundaries for it, put it on the record so nobody can challenge you, why don't you do it?
Right.
And you gay people out there, why aren't you truly gay and happy about the fact that you have the right to choose your own relationships?
Mm-hmm. You need the government to sanction it and bless it.
Oh, you're the government which killed you with AZT. The government which
makes
you
no sense.
In every way.
Listen, and if you like the rules that are being made for you in whatever church, synagogue, mosque, religion, that's up to you to decide.
Sure, bring that with you.
Exactly. That's the point of. But you don't need the government to bless it. That's just ridiculous. That's ludicrous. Anyway, so that's my perspective on marriage. And if you've got a comment on that, 866-939-BELL, or go to robertscottbell.com, leave a message.
Robert, you are a swinger.
That's not it. No, we wrote the. It's in the contract there.
You're a wild man.
I'm a wild man.
Not telling your audience.
I'm a wild man.
By the way, I've spent time with Robert Scottbell, and I can say that between the non-alcoholic beers and the watching the movie and going to bed early with the wife, it's a wild, wild time.
It's so not. It's like there's nothing going on here. Now, transitioning into the health of, we got a Clinton versus a Bush again, right?
No.
Don't tell me we don't have a monarchy. I know it's a bureaucratic oligarchy, but we talk about families that run us, right? The ruling family, the ruling elite. And, of course, at the beginning of America, this was we rejected that. We didn't want a kingdom. We didn't want kings and emperors. And look at where we are today. We got Reagan, then we got Bush, and then we had Clinton, and then we got Bush, and then we go to Obama. Now we come back to Clinton Bush.
Yeah, and Obama's like a Clinton anyway.
He's
sanctioned by the Clintons. You're okay.
Yeah. So now what drugs is Hillary Clinton on? Because I want to know.
And she can't win, by the way, because this country needs to feel that it's on a teeter-totter of unfairness, unfairness.
Right. So they're going
to go Republican.
They're going to lean shrubbery.
They have to.
I just, as much as I say that, really? I mean, you didn't have enough Bushes in your life already? We got another
one. We finished that conversation already.
Yeah, we did. So Clinton health care statement, which medications is Hillary on? At least the ones that they're admitting to, they include Armour thyroid, so she's got a hypofunctioning thyroid. There are many women that have suffered this because of many reasons, including mercury toxicity, including vaccines, including selenium deficiency, including essential fatty acid deficiency. There's a lot of reasons why the thyroid is hypofunctioning. Could be that she burned out her adrenals years ago trying to maintain a marriage that is a sham, in my opinion, to Bill Clinton. That's just a political marriage. Come on, really? Anybody going to argue that? They love each other,
really,
maybe on a different level.
It's a loving relationship.
Yeah, okay. She's also taking antihistamines because she has allergies, which means she has leaky gut. Do you want a president with leaky gut syndrome? Really? Yuck. Vitamin B12 is listed. That's not a drug. I guess it's, unless it's synthetic. And Coumadin, warfarin, rat poison. She's taking rat poison to keep her blood thin. What does that tell you? Her blood is...
She's a Vulcan?
She's dehydrated?
She's a Klingon.
She's a Klingon. Could be. Coumadin, blood thinner. So she's got to be careful when shaving. Does she shave? Because if she could bleed out on being on Coumadin.
That's, I don't ask her if she shaves or waxes.
No, don't want to know. But you suspect she's taking testosterone or estrogen?
No, I don't suspect anything.
No?
I suspect that she...
Whatever Caitlyn Jenner is taking.
She looks like... You know what?
What?
She looks like an unhealthy person, and it's not... I'm not interested. She's not... Any woman who's risen to... any height of power in the Western system, from the Iron Lady Maggie Thatcher to Golda Meir, to anybody who's taken the reins of power in the West has to be a warmonger. In fact, they often have to be more warmongering than their male counterparts.
It's a hyperbalancing. And I've said this in terms of modern medicine, allopathic medicine. Women doctors have to...
out-crazy the men.
Well, yeah, they, in order to survive the brutal masculine, what is it? I mean, it's a heavily masculine
profession. Hyper-masculine environment.
They have to basically suppress one part of their function.
I grew up there.
Women have to become men-like. It's like you said, women becoming warlike in politics.
No, they're brutal. Yeah. My mother went through it. Yeah. I watched her come home and crying every day from trying to become a doctor, and then she felt like she lost part of herself for a while.
Modern medicine could use more genuine, feminine, affectionate, even touch. Nurses used to be able to rub your shoulder.
Yeah, rub my shoulder.
Yeah. And now, of course, it means something else.
Give me a hug. Come on, Candace.
Can we grow up here? Can we be adults about this? Can we talk about this stuff? We do on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah. All right, when we come back, there are 6 brands removing artificial chemicals from their products. Does it matter if you're not growing your own food? Really? Well, okay, we'll mention them just for some of you guys and growls out there. All right, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we are talking food as well on the Robert Scatbell Show today. RobertScatbell.com. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for stepping up and supporting this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty. Occasional irreverence as well. Help you see through the news. Look out, lockdown, chicken pox in hospital. Lock it down. Don't let anybody out with chicken pox.
Breaking news. A young woman has stubbed her toe.
It could be contagious till we find a vaccine. Send money to the NIH and CDC. Six brands are removing artificial chemicals from their products.
Yay!
Right? This to me is one of those moments where you go, hooray, Kraft Food is not going to put such yellow dye number dead, right, into their mac and cheese. And I'm thinking to all you moms out there, what makes you think buying it now because it doesn't have dyes in it is going to be that much better, right? What about the cows? What about the cheese? What about the refined carbohydrate, refined wheat product that it is it is GMO, maybe. Or doused in glyphosate, right? It's one of the things.
Start with the first one.
All right.
You're getting ahead.
I have here on the list here. General Mills said that 60% of its cereals now don't use artificial colors.
Wow, almost half of their cereals use artificial colors.
Right, isn't that lovely? And flavors, by the way.
Mmm.
Tastes
like beaver gland.
They're lovely. They're on their way. Yellow dye number 5 and yellow number 6 may promote ADD. No mention of cancer. Let's see, what else we got? Crap.
Wait, what does General Mills make?
General's Mills make Cheerios, what about Reese's, Puffs.
They make
Tricks.
Reese's cereal?
Hey, kids, Tricks are for kids.
Right? You know what Americans need?
What?
They need Reese's peanut butter dinners. We need chicken fried Reese's peanut butter
It's coming.
Covered steaks.
Coming to a store near you with less yellow number dye. Kraft has said, again, I mentioned that they're going to switch it over to natural sources to color their food, like turmeric and paprika and natto. And yet, nothing, no movement toward organic cows and dairy, organic wheat, not doused in glyphosate. So, Food Babe, I love you, but this is really not a big celebration in my mind.
Is this Food Babe writing this?
No, but the Food Babe's been after Kraft, as a lot of people have. And I'm like, I guess.
How does he feel about his faction? Keep going.
I don't know. Let's see. Nestle, who bought up what? All the water rights?
All the water rights in the Western world.
Butterfinger, Baby Ruth, DiGiorno pizzas, yeah. Right? They're going to remove all the artificial flavors and certified colors, whatever those is, in addition to reducing salt by 10% in its frozen pizza. Butterfingers.
Baby Ruth?
Hot Pockets. And Lean
Pockets. Who eats those?
I don't know. We'll have to hear from Super Don if he ever reconnects. Subway is going to remove, I think, the yoga mat from their bread.
Yeah.
That is a good Food Babe thing, by the way. But, yeah, Subway, really? Jared's got some problems.
Subway's going to have to remove Subway from the American marketplace.
Yeah.
Really, think about their food. It's a stinking white bread roll with very yucky cold cuts. And
I'm sure there are nitrates added. How about Pizza Slut?
Hey!
Pizza Hut. Popular
pizza
chain once home to P-Zones, a calzone they described as over 1 pound of pizza goodness, has been playing it both ways lately. They just announced Hot Dog Bites Pizza. What is that? Hot Dog Bites Pizza? And they had MSG and partially hydrogenated oils, but they say they're removing them. Really, don't make your own at home. If you like pizza, you can control the ingredients at least. But I'm just not impressed. Let's see, one more here, Panera. Now, they've been pride themselves by offering a few organic and free-range things, I guess, but I don't know enough about them because I don't have them where I am. But they're saying they're removing artificial preservatives and sweeteners, and it's outlined in their no-no list. They have a no-no list. And they're looking to remove this stuff by the end of 2016. So you can still get your chemical fix at Panera.
For a year and change.
Yeah, if you still want it.
And they dare advertise. They actually advertise by saying no artificials colors. But they're saying that they do have artificials in colors for a year and 4 months.
Yeah. And then here was the thing about organic food being doused in fracking chemicals in California.
Wait. Panera advertises right now with the most egregiously dishonest commercials saying no artificials colors, flavorings, or sweeteners. Just the way nature. And they show some crazy chick stuffing her face with food and not breathing, and that's supposed to be funny. It's not good food. It's not. There's nothing organic about it. You don't know where it comes from. It's the same California lettuce driven 2,500 miles across the country in the back of trucks. Why don't we have local produce?
Well, now with fracking chemicals. Now, Melanie says we can't grow our own food. Not all of us can do that. I think everybody can find a little corner or even a windowsill to grow something. Just something. I know it's not everything yet, but start somewhere. Don't start with the I can't grow food and thing. It's just not a good place to start.
Raised bed gardening. You buy the soil. You have a little thing. You don't have to do much. You just put the soil and let it do its work.
Just a little bit. I mean, if not for you, then to show your kids it can be done. That would be a great gift to the next generation.
Grow some collards and kale.
And your neighbors. Collards and kale. Love them. Not ADHD drugs. We don't need them. We do love to climb trees here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll tell you why that has helped us.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, and it's not just Sunday anymore. Since Groundhog Day 2011. We've been actually 6 days a week for all y'all that are longtime listeners to my weekend show. Five additional days a week right now through GCN, of course, our syndicator. If you're listening on the radio, that's how. And Natural News Radio. You can hear podcasts later on through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, Jerry Doyle, our good buddy, EpicTimes.com as well. And this gift of healing keeps on giving. And by the way, speaking of gift of healing, Stephen Huer, my good buddy from One World Way, he's got the new generation of One World Way. I put it on order. And he's also offered for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners a free consultation between now and the end of the month. So all of August 2015, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. Good news there. Liam Sheff's hanging out because we've been digging in the dirt. We've got to build some more raised beds this afternoon. I'm with my son. I'm going to plant some trees. Very excited about that. And Super Don, Liam had a question about the Hot Pockets may have less food additives or something like that. Any personal knowledge of that?
I have absolutely no idea.
While you're saving the radio universe, you got to have Hot Pockets.
Oh, yeah. No, well, look, I've eaten Hot Pockets before, but not exactly my favorite. Not something I reach for as much these days.
All of those additives can lead to what? Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and there is news that you might injure yourself if you have ADHD unless you're on drugs. Fox News reporting, yes, put your kids on drugs. They will have less bangs and bruises and bumps and all kinds of things like that. So get them on Ritalin.
Just turn them into zombies. Give them the drugs so that they can't run and they can't climb. They can barely lift their head, and they'll have less access.
Although, according to this study, which was done by the Yale School of Medicine in New Haven, not a great place to walk around at night, but many children with ADHD can also do well in school not on medication if the parents and teachers are aware of the issues and address them with appropriate accommodations. You mean non-drugs? That's appropriate. They're actually acknowledging that maybe you can deal with this in another way. Of course, no mention of the food, like we mentioned, the additives. They're just talking about, hey, drugs, good. Drug them up. Now, I'm sure that we in our generation would have been drugged had they had the Ritalins of the world at that time.
I know several teachers that would have voted for that for me, yes.
Yeah, and, you're just being a normal kid. Now, this doesn't take away from the fact that some of these kids have aberrant digestive disorders and they do impact on brain and neurological function, but they do not cry out for methamphetamines, officially sanctioned and patented by Big Pharma and approved by the government, FDA. So as we remove these things from our diets and hopefully grow some more food, one thing I am excited about is that there's good news on the tree climbing front. Liam Sheff, did you climb a lot of trees when you were a kid? Did you have trees wherever you grew up?
Oh, did we climb trees? We had a really tall pine. You know, if parents had been around, I know that there would have been heart attacks because we got up to about 35 feet.
Nice. Now, pine trees aren't the easiest to climb, are they?
This was just a huge eastern forest pine.
Okay.
And the branches were sticky. We would climb. We got very, very high into the tree. I mean, we were looking down far at smaller people on the ground.
So, wow. I remember doing that. I don't think I did a pine tree like that, like oaks, like the ones that have all the different directions you can climb. And it's like a nature-made tree house or tree fort you can play on.
The pine tree was more like a ladder.
That's what I was thinking.
It was very exciting. I mean, we got really high into the tree. And, the older kids might have been a little braver until they got too heavy.
Yeah.
Because it's that magic age between, where you feel like you're made of rubber, and if you fall down, ow. And
you bounce and you go right away. But this thing is, and credit to my mom, she used to see me climb, at least she tells me when I was a kid, doing things that other parents moms were freaking out about. And she's like, well, he's good, And my son was that way, too. We kind of let him do it, and he never fell. And a lot of times these kids fall because of the fear of their parents screaming at them, right? And so the good news is if you support the tree climbing, a study out of the University of North Florida says that proprioceptively dynamic activities, is that like nerd talk for climbing trees? The ones that involve proprioception and a second factor like locomotion or navigation at the same time are actually good for you, and they help you to do what? Develop your brain. You're smarter if you climb trees as a kid. Or at least your brain functions more efficiently. Super Don, did you climb trees? That could explain your ability to...
If I didn't light them on fire, I would climb them. But I want to point out something ironic here.
Yeah.
Both of these stories, I believe, came from Fox News.
Okay.
And in one story, you've got them saying that you need to drug these kids to keep them from hurting themselves, but then you have a story from the same network saying that kids climbing trees is good because it helps their brain function. So are we then saying that drugging the kids to keep them from hurting themselves is causing them to not develop good cognitive abilities? Two stories from the same network in the same day.
Yeah, well, it's a schizophrenic world in the news cycle on Fox News, of course. And then there's this story about seniors. We covered a story about seniors earlier in the show.
Hey, wait.
What?
Did we climb trees? We built houses in trees.
Yeah, we built forts in them.
We used to build forts in trees. Yeah. We used to stay in trees all day long.
Yep.
I just remembered that. And then I remember somebody would tie a rope and then we would swing from a ledge into a body of water from a tree. Yes, we certainly played in the trees.
We did our Tarzan imitations. A tree took me out once, but it wasn't because I was climbing. I think much more dangerous than climbing trees or bouncing on trampolines.
Yeah.
And I bounced right off of it into a Superman position, not intentionally, and cracked my ribs to the side. Just hit it side on. In a Superman position. That was the only time that we had to call an ambulance, and they had to cut my shirt off of me. And I still have an indentation on one side of the rib cage. I went concave from that. I don't know that they broke, but boy, it took a hit, and they didn't really fix it or do anything.
Yeah, I don't like trampolines.
Yeah.
I know that it's what you're supposed to do now, but
well, the little ones is one thing, but those monster ones, unless you're surrounded by a net, like you're in what was that Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
Yeah, they net them in, but I mean they're fun, but I don't know, tree climbing, swinging on vines, swinging on ropes. I don't know. We had a lot of fun.
Well, totally. We would climb them, and it was great. Really great. And I encourage my kids to do it, too. But
and wrestling. Do kids wrestle anymore? We used to wrestle. We used to throw each other. And if there was a counselor or something, it was just game on. Like, it was like a pack of mongrel dogs trying to bring down a lion or a bear.
Well, we did tackle a man with a ball. Of course, we had very politically incorrect names for those games, right?
Oh, the queer.
You remember that, right? Yeah.
We played dodgeball. Don, do you remember dodgeball?
Dodgeball. Absolutely.
I totally remember dodgeball. Yeah.
Dude, and you would ping the little kids. It was so bad. It was so mean.
That was so great.
It was awesome. No, then who made a movie out of dodgeball? They made a professional.
It was not a good
Vince
movie.
Vaughn. It wasn't that good.
Not a good movie. No, but dodgeball was the greatest thing. You couldn't do it now. I think you'd get, you're picking on so-and-so. But it was a way of relieving so much tension.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were bad at somebody, you could throw a ball at them.
Right.
And then afterwards, you're like, sorry, I hit you with a ball. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, it would sting, too. It was those.
You love the sound. The sound.
Flop. Remember those red gym balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm talking about.
They were textured a little bit.
Yeah.
And
they'd
red
leave an imprint.
Yeah, they would leave an imprint. You'd get a red mark, and oh, man, you didn't want to get hit with those things. But somewhere along the lines, what happened?
But do you remember the defensive position when you know it's coming, and you lift up one leg,
right?
And you put your hands sort of the front, and
you're nailed. You're busted.
Yeah.
Now, I was pretty fast, so I didn't get hit often, but still, occasionally you would. You get busted.
Yeah, I was fast.
But what is it about that we can't play those games anymore? I mean, now we even have Arnica Montana. I mean, it's in the consciousness and the vernacular. You can just play the game, have some Arnica, and move on. Be happy. They won't let you do it. Anyway, so instead they drug you or your kids or the old people, as I said. Again, not picking on the old people. Seniors are prescribed twice the mental health drugs as younger adults. So if they don't get you when you're young, they'll guarantee to try and target when you're older. Thank you, psychiatry. We have drug deficiency disease. Most older adults take medication for all kinds of things. And, of course, who knows if a mental emotional imbalance could be caused by all the drugs they're on for other things. And now they're on anti-anxiety drugs, Valium, Xanax, Ativan. And, you know, those things, ironically, carry higher risk of fall. So if you're concerned about the elderly falling and hurting and breaking their hip, for instance, putting them on these drugs is not good. And putting them on something like Fosamax is even worse, which stops the normal breakdown of bone tissue so you can replenish, even in our elder years, healthy new tissue. And so we've got, it's just a messed up medical culture we're in. Liam, and I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but sometimes I step back and go, man, oh man, we are a crazy, kooky species, and that's being kind.
Well, it's the petroleum industrial complex. We learn to worship at the altar of this most powerful force that we'd ever seen, and that's petroleum. Petroleum at 19 million barrels a day, about what we use right now in this country, is worth a couple dozen million hours, years of work per day that we do moving everything around. We can make it and mill it and make everything out of it. We just learn to worship it because we could do so much with it. We can see that it can do no wrong. You know, if we want more iPhones or more iPods, we throw more oil into the machinery, get more little hands over in Asia to assemble them, have them sent to us. We're happy. Mm-hmm. We think we're happy. We're distracted. We're driving. We're texting and driving. We get into an accident, but the drugs will save us, so no big deal. We're a mess. We're a mess. We're not really going to... This isn't going to go on this way forever, by the way. I mean, this society will hit... not there. By the way, I want to erase from all the sort of kooky, new agey people. There's no reset switch. It's called collapse and decline. It's ugly. Ask the Romans how it went. It lasts 1,000 years. It's called the Dark Ages. There's no reset switch. It just gets hard scrabble. It gets to be really difficult. So plant a garden.
Yes.
Plant hemp. Where's Chris Christie when we need him?
Right. Yeah, he's going to be begging for hemp to be planted in New Jersey if he's still around in a few years. This is something, and we talk about the insanity of the human species. We're very self-destructive, and there's a lot of evidence to support that throughout history. We don't learn from history. Individually, yes, I can learn, you can learn, but when we get into this mass collective, we become very stupid as people. And even those who are on sort of the right track, like we talk about, hooray, Kraft is pulling out some food coloring. And we're thinking, really, that's something to hooray about? You know what hooray is? Doing what we're doing today. Digging in the dirt. Planting some food. I'm trying to live up to what I'm trying to talk about here, and we're doing it.
Do we have another segment?
To do it. We do it. One more segment.
Let's tell you how to build a square erase that.
Along that, we're going to talk about how monkeys know more than Skep ducks. Yes. We are being validated by the monkeys right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to take the last train to Clarksville, and we'll be right back to bring more healing to you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Techie Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Techie Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We believe you say it's true. Shoo-ba-dee-doo. And it's like me. Can't lie to me. Human too.
All right, finally, we can learn a lot from a monkey, or monkeys, or chimpanzees, in fact. And the Skepducks are going to have a field day. No, they're going to have a conniption fit with this one, Super Don. What is it that the wild chimps are validating us on? What particular subject or topic?
Well, you know, we've covered fat, we've covered salt, we've covered all of the other myths that you have basically debunked. And this time, it's detoxing.
Wait, chimpanzees are now detoxing?
Yes, chimpanzees have learned how to use blenders and make kale smoothies.
And coffee enemas, too?
You know, it's funny you should bring that up.
Why would I bring that up?
I just uploaded a video about that.
You did not.
I certainly did. In fact, carry on. Let's talk about the chimpanzees.
Okay, all right. So, mineral supplement. Wild chimps may eat clay for health. Biologists say the animals may be boosting minerals in diet or detoxing. These are chimpanzees in Uganda. They've lost some of their normal raffia palm habitat, what they eat, and now they're resorting to drinking and eating clay. And they're speculating, the scientists, that they're taking them as mineral supplements and maybe even to enhance detoxification, to bind with other things in their diet that is shifting because man is really screwing it up in Uganda for the chimpanzees, evidently, even there. So if you think there's innate wisdom happening in Africa just because it's Africa, people are stupid all over the world, from here to there and everywhere in between. Individuals can see through it. Maybe smaller groups can kind of come to their senses and grow food and preserve the environment in which they live. We can destroy this environment. We can make extinct animals. We can make extinct ourselves. The earth will say, thank you. Thank you very much. The parasites are gone. Not so much the animals, but the people that are also animals. Just saying, we could learn a little bit from a chimpanzee here. And I don't know what the skeptics are going to say or think about this, that animals supplement and animals detox.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. They're going to go with an appeal to nature on this one.
Right, the fallacy of nature.
Well, anyway, who cares?
Well, there's a lot of aluminum in the clay, but there's also sodium, calcium, iron, magnesium, and potassium. Anyway, it's an interesting story. I mean, the animals are smart. If something's gone, they're going to try to find their way to adapt to survive. That's,
Robert,
the thing.
Yes. Robert, it's Chris Christie again.
Oh, dear.
You're saying the monkeys are eating clay?
Yes, they're eating clay.
Would they have any extra this year?
No.
Feeling a little peckish.
We have some cannabis for you.
No.
It's got a very good essential fat profile.
I am not interested in your terrible mind-altering drugs. Do you have any Ritalin?
Chris Christie, do you think you could lay down? We can build one of these, what do you call these frames for a raised bed garden around you, and we'll just plant stuff right there.
Yeah, like Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do that. Hey, building a raised bed. Very simple. We got some boards cut into 8-foot and 4-foot pieces, so we got 2 8-foots and 2 4-foots per thing. And basically, you can secure them together through many different ways. We use some outdoor wood screws in this case, but you've done it with what are those things? Rebar.
Rebar. You've been doing
with rebar.
When I had the house, this is Liam. When I had the house in Boston, Helen had a drill. I drilled a hole and then I nailed through and held them together.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who use stones all the way around instead of wood. You can use cement blocks.
Right.
You can use anything that creates a 6 to 8 inch wall.
Yeah.
And then you infill that. You have to have something on the ground. You can use paper bags. You can use weed cloth.
Weed cloth, yeah.
You can use a cloth. It has to be porous. It has to allow water through.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody who wrote on your webpage, on your Facebook thing, that, I can't build a garden. Okay, so here it is. Listen, you can build a garden. You get a square or a rectangle, 1 foot by 2 feet, 2 feet by 2 feet, 2 feet by 4 feet, 4 feet by 4 feet, four
yeah,
feet
you
by
do
six,
little
four
plots
by eight,
even.
Bigger and bigger, up to about 4 feet by 8 feet. It is about as large as I would go. You put it on the ground, on top of a weed mat, so you're suppressing the grass below. We actually dug out a little bit to make it a little, we leveled
more
it.
Level, yeah.
But you don't have to. You can, if you're in sandy soil, you can put down paper. If you're in grassy soil, you put down a weed mat. I always put in a little layer of sand. Why? For drainage
at the bottom, at the base of it. Yeah. Drainage. Oh, no, more detoxification. Alert the skeptics.
Well, soil has a tendency to clump and get tight, and roots don't like that. So soil is sand plus humectic material, which is poop and stuff for the FBI, the bacteria, the insects, and the fungi.
Yeah.
And you need a little bit of clay, and you'll figure out.
Hey,
go
I'm
online
a fun
and figure
guy.
Out the soil for
I'm
you.
I'm a fun guy. What do you have against
guy.
Me? Right.
So then you fill it, and you put in your seeds. You put mulch on top.
We're taking pictures, so you're going to see some results.
Mulch on top and hold on the soil. You can do it.
Yes, the power to grow food is yours, my friends, as it is to heal with the food that you grow. Thank you for being here. Back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine.
Oh, this is Chris Christie. Do you have anything I can eat?
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.